We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in the address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 in Washington, D.C. between October the 18th and the 22nd is hosted by Targeted Justice. This is a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website is as follows: https://www.house.gov/representatives. And tonight, we have a very special guest, Kay, from somewhere in the U.S. Go ahead, Kay.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, great. It's really great to have you back.
Well, good. I'm glad to be speaking with you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're coming in fantastically. And I noticed those pictures, and those pictures are self-evident of some type of laser attack, for sure.
Yeah. And I felt like my first picture, it was since the audience can't see the pictures, I'll describe it. But on my left eye, towards the inner aspect of the eye, there was a perfect circle about the size of a dime, maybe, when I woke up in the morning. And it was like black and blue. And I thought, I mean, that looks just like a laser. I'm a nurse, and I was, at one time, I had a job doing laser hair removal and skin rejuvenation. So I actually worked with lasers, but a different type of lasers than what these are. And I was familiar with the lenses and all that sort of thing. So actually, I have some experience with lasers, and I actually know what a laser burn looks like from the lasers that we use there. So, I typically, you know, the laser would have to be at a 90-degree angle for a perfect circle. So, as I was getting hit with lasers, I would see the, you know, the... Okay.
Yeah, you have some background noise. It sounds like almost people walking.
Okay.
That sounds better.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. So, anyway, so the laser I knew I had experience with lasers, so I felt like I had you know, definitely a professional opinion as far as, you know, the injuries, being able to assess them. So anyway, but one of them, that one was evident, and then, you know, like every once in a while I'd have a laser attack that was, I could see the evidence of the laser, but when I was, I guess before, let's see, a few years ago, I was having knee problems, and my ligaments, my meniscus, were torn. I found out. I went to a doctor, and the more I started looking at this, I was having bruises on my knees. They weren't perfectly circular, though, like the one that appeared on my eye. But I would have bruises on my knees when I'd wake up in the morning, and I wouldn't know. I would be like, what is this from, you know? And there would be light little ones. And anyway, I finally figured it out that I was being hit with lasers. And that's what damaged my meniscus on both knees. So, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I was just going to comment. Since my laser attack some months ago now, my eye has started to recover, but I still have to have some debris removed from it. And I'm sorry to hear that actually Midge Mathis, I believe, is the victim of a broad type laser or microwave heating. And I think we are victims. There's a woman on our call right now. Her name's Marilyn. She is a victim of it. And we're starting to see a few people come forward that have been victimized by laser attacks. There are so many nodes that are on a satellite. And on those nodes, we don't know what exists. But they have the capability. Lasers are very much in the news today. I just did a special 2 nights ago on lasers and drones, and last night, micro drones. But the drones are being used. They're being used in warfare. It seems that everything that has been used in warfare has also been used on us. And I just wanted to let you know that on Independence Day, on our 200th anniversary in 1976, the Soviets launched a major ELF transmission as mind control pointed at the West. So happy 4th of July, 1976, from the Russians. But it is widely used. Can you give us some more background on yourself, possibly, and this new condition that has started?
Yeah, I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse and I have been a nurse since 95. And, like a lot of nurses, I've done a lot of different things. I really feel like it's valuable, my experience with the lasers now, of course. You know, back then I was like, just having fun, you know, with it, because, you know, for women, it's a cosmetic type of a thing. So I was like, oh, this is a fun job, you know. And I dealt with different types of, there's different types of lasers with, like, skin rejuvenation. People who have blood vessels in their face or something like that, you could use a laser, and it actually would be drawn to the heme or the blood, and it would be absorbed, and it would make the blood vessel go away, you know, or kind of like destroy the blood vessel a little bit so it would be absorbed in your body. So for somebody who had some small varicose veins, it was, you know, very useful. So there's all types of different lasers, and that's why we're getting hit with different ones, you know. Some of them are not all the same.
Okay, so. Marilyn, who is on our show now, our other show, says that this laser that hit her looked like a splatter, almost. A central point and then a splatter off in one direction. And with your experience, I'm sure that with the picture, you could probably have a better idea than myself what actually is going on with that.
Well, I know one thing is the angle is very important. Of course, there's all different kinds of lasers and the lenses and, you know, have different type of stuff. So anyway, but the angle is what, you know, what I felt like was interesting. If there was a splatter on one side, it would be more the angle of the laser. Now, what I didn't understand is I had some lines. It almost looked like an incision, like a laser incision or something. But I'd never had laser surgery, or I didn't work with the type of lasers that did surgery. So I wasn't familiar with those types. But what I realized is at an angle, you know, you can get a straight line if it's at a certain angle with, you know, any laser. So that's what I realized. I thought, you know, at first I saw the scar, and I was like, did they get in and do this in the middle of the night or something? You know, I didn't know. It was like what I finally realized is that, you know, it was the laser. I was used to the circular ones that, at a 90-degree angle, you know, is what you wanted. And it would be a circle. But, you know, the kind I would worked with were, you know, archaic compared to what they're using. So, anyway, but if you go at an angle, it can be more, you can thin the circle will elongate, so it can all form a line even, you know. So that's probably what they were doing. Now, recently, I had a body scan. So they found 5 implants. And so, and then I had some other teeny tiny, I think, implants that maybe were not picked up with the body scan I just had. But what they were trying to do, I believe, is burn them. So I think that, and if they couldn't get me into a doctor, which I wasn't going to the doctor, I've taken a vacation from doctors, I should say. I'm a nurse, and yet I'm not going to the doctor for reasons I'm sure most TIs understand. But anyway, so they couldn't get me in the doctor's office, obviously, to get them or have a surgery or whatever to get get them removed. So, and I was using Adalock on my doors, which is very effective when you go to sleep at night. If you use Adalock, I believe that the only way they can get in is through the windows or some other. You know, it'd be very difficult for them to get in if you have Adalock on the doors. So. They were hitting me with, I believe, with lasers to burn the implants up.
Now, and this happened when you were outside or inside? Mm-hmm. Or?
Okay, well, what I realized is I have a two-story house. And right. What I realized is I was one day, you know, I was sleeping upstairs, actually. I was working nights, so I went upstairs to my daughter's room to away from everything, and she's not at home, she's off to college. So I was in there, and I was sleeping in there, and then I believe they could hit me more directly, possibly there, and or my bedroom is on the side of the house, so they would have to come like on the outside of the house to hit me, I think, from there. I don't think they want to go through multiple floors. I think that there's just too much there, I believe, personally. So, or they might want to come through a window, but they couldn't really get through a window to me. So one time I had a breast up biopsy, and evidently they put an implant in at that time. So I think they burnt that out. And actually the wound has like a deep... in the center, a deep penetrating, I mean, it is, it's very strange. It's just like a deep penetration, I don't know, about, you know, the size, I don't know, not even a millimeter, you know, wide. And that penetration, I think, went in and burnt the implant up. It was deep in that one area. And I think it formed a blister, a little fluid blister, and the blister, you know, was more very superficial. But that happened to my breast. And then they got that. And then that one. And then just last weekend, I was outside in the pool, and they had free access from the sky. It was during the day. And I felt this you know, just super, super hot. Like, just... Honest, it's not that painful. I mean, the lasers I worked with were more painful. Women would come in, and we would all, I even had hair removal, so I mean, it would hurt. It would hurt so badly. But you'd tough it out for, you know, vanity, I guess. But these laser hits did not hurt as bad, so I don't know what the technology is that they're able to do that. But the one, I mean, it hurt. But it wasn't like the old-fashioned lasers. So, but anyway, it was just red hot, just like a red hot poker went on my back.
Okay, Kay, we're going to commercial.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Thank you for listening, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Calling you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
We are coming to you once again live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. As a matter of fact, it is on right now in my absence. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, go to your address bar and type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 occurs in Washington, D.C., October the 18th through the 22nd. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute consultation meeting with your congressman You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Don't forget. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website is as follows. https://www.house.gov/representatives. And I hope to see you all there. We have a special guest tonight, Kay from the U.S., and she's explaining various laser burns and implants. Go ahead, Kay.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yep, we sure can.
Okay, I'm sorry. Saturday, when I had the one implant burn out off my back, or it was like a hot, you know, it was bigger than a needle, but it was, it poker went into my back, and then about an hour later, a couple hours later, I got hit with something, a generalized, maybe more what, more like what, you know, some of our other GIs have been hit with. It was broader, I believe. It hit me in the ear. I have implants behind my ears, is what my scan showed. They were trying to get evidently get the left one out or burn that one up, and I was hit in my ear. It felt like my eardrum was damaged, and, that a couple hours later, I realized the whole roof of my mouth was burned, or not the whole, but the portion over by my left upper molars, and my sinuses hurt, and my whole left side of my face hurt. But I had my husband take a picture, and the roof of my mouth looked like it was burned, and it felt like it hurt to eat. If you had a super bad burn from maybe pizza with hot cheese, super hot cheese, if anybody's had that, and it was, and it still is bothering me, and my teeth are bothering me there, on that side, and it hurts to eat still, and since Saturday, and then, my ear drum was swollen. It looked like that pearly look is where you have fluid on the other side of your eardrum, and there's swelling of the eardrum. So obviously, those were signs that I was hit. And then I had Sunday. I had a blood clot come out of my nose, my left nostril, and so definite signs of the hit.
Okay, we have another commercial. Thank you, folks, for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are coming to you once again, live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can hear. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Targeted Protest 2019 in Washington, D.C., occurs October the 18th through the 22nd. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free T-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute meeting with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. The website is as follows, https://www.house.gov/representatives. In case you've just tuned in, we have a very special guest tonight, Kay from the U.S. She is discussing her various experiences with lasers and implants. Go ahead, Kay.
Okay, and so I'm still recuperating from that hit, and then I took a picture of the one on my back, and it's still healing. I haven't put anything on. I've taken showers, but that's it. So, but anyway, I believe that they're trying to burn the implants up to get rid of the evidence.
Really? You have pictorial evidence of the implants, correct?
I had a body scan, and they located it, and put a mark on a generic person's body of where the implants are, and then I have the frequencies identified. So it wasn't from Melinda, but it was from another person. But they located five, one behind both my ears, and then my abdomen and my left knee, 2, 3, 4, and then on my right lower back, the kidney area. Now, the implants, the one on my back that was burned up, though, I believe that could have been a passive implant. I actually have an idea. When I was implanted, it was like a little tiny pin that was stuck in when somebody gave me a hug. I knew that I felt like I was implanted at that time. And I believe that they have passive implants. I believe that one could have been a passive one.
So. Okay, last evening we did a special on micro drones, which included a small segment on nanodust. And I was amazed because all you have to do is sprinkle it somewhere, and this will pick up temperature. It will pick up just about anything. So, nanodust is something we're going to have to investigate in terms of getting some and looking at it. But according to the news source that I was using, they actually put it in some sort of moat. And from there, it propagates. And I'm not sure whether it's a combined intelligence. I don't believe so. I think it's individual specks of nanopowder that actually pick up and read information. But I have more research to do. I'm very new at it in terms of the nanodust. And we'll go from there, but I just wanted you to be aware of that as well.
Yeah, I think this technology is old school, what I'm talking about, the implants. But I believe there could have been a possibility that I was I have a CPAP machine. I think that there could have been something put in my mask and when I put it on, I braced it in once. I believe that could have happened too. So, you know, I think we're guinea pigs, and they're doing this stuff on us for whatever reason, but maybe, you know, experimentation, I think they already have the technology, so I don't know. Maybe they're just utilizing it on us. I don't know. I was going to say one thing is, since those implants have been burnt up, though, and then I've had some things come off of me, like little crystally, almost looking like salt type things, large pieces of salt or something. I've had those come out of my body. Since that
did
time,
you save them?
I did. They disappeared. Let me put it that way. I don't exactly know how they, you know, they disappeared. But anyway, but they did disappear, and they were in a plastic bag. So I did try to. I was going to send it, and I don't think all of those little salty crystal things are done coming out of my body. They're coming out, though. And so for whatever reason, they're trying to stop. I am trying to detox with, I use a charcoal, peppermint, tea leaf soap, and things like that. But I think for some reason, they're also able to, I don't know, somehow, either if they stop maybe the frequency or something in a certain way, I don't know. Or they seem to be coming out of my body a little bit, or off my body. But my stalking has increased by, it's not the street level, you know. I mean, that was never as bad maybe for me as it was for some people, people looking like they're in agencies. So that's increased. So I usually know when that increases, that they have to have more people on the ground, I think.
Okay. I'd just like to make a suggestion that you go to a lab and pick up some containers so that every time something like this comes out of you, you can put it in a glass container and cork it off. And the reason being is the plastic bag, the sample is going to get mangled. You know what I mean? You could put it in a small plastic envelope and then put it in glass. But that's what I would do, since you have these crystalline objects coming out of your body. So makes sense to catalog and keep track of every last bit, because you might have traces of the implants that are coming out.
Yeah, I think they were taken deliberately, but I was, you know, unable maybe to secure them properly. The Adalock on my door works excellent when I'm in there, but when you leave, you have to leave from one door, and then that door is not secured by the Adalock. So, anyway.
Do you have camera coverage?
You know, I did not get a camera system because I talked to some people that they said they were able to stop the cameras, so, or, you know, with Wi-Fi. And I had a camera for a short time period, but I believe that with the Wi-Fi, if it's on a Wi-Fi, they're able to, you know, sabotage it in some way. I've had multiple cameras. I've had a camera in my car. Yeah, I don't know how they got it to stop working. I thought it was a SD card, and I replaced it, and it wasn't. I only had it for a few weeks, and I carried it with me everywhere to protect it. But I don't know if they hit it with something, a directed energy or whatever. But they broke that right away, and they're able to break not everything. It seems like they've been very successful at getting things evidence from me as well.
Yeah, it should be put in a secure location and locked up. And then if that particular location is broken into, that's when you call the authorities and say that I've been broken into. And I suggest that you switch to Medico lock cylinders. They are non-pickable. Most of your locks, the pins come from 12 o'clock straight down onto the key. Medico locks come from an angle at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. So there may be somebody on the earth that can pick it, maybe the man that designed it, but that's what the government uses.
That's great. Where do you get these? Online or something?
Just Google Medico, M-E-D-E-C-O, locks, and you'll find them. And all you need are the lock cylinders that will adapt to the current bolt lock that I hope you have.
Okay. Well, it's hard also if you have a family to keep things secure, you know, if you have children and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say I do have seen an increase in my, the feet on the ground. Another time I had this happen is I've got like a cowboy hat, this leather, and I put a top hat, for 550 degrees, whatever, up at the top, I cut it, and then I put neodymium magnets, hot glued all the way on the inside, all the way. Put that
right.
Hat on, went on a walk. Man, there were feet on the ground trying to find me. So I think you can tell when you have something that's effective. So since these implants have been taken out, there's more feet on the ground.
Okay, it's just important that you obviously know that a magnet is not going to stop a laser.
Right. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, this was a while back when I just felt like there were more. I still had my implants actually. I don't know. I think that area on top of your head, I think I was blocking that with the hot pad. Than being able to track that, I believe, and it is more effective, I believe, when I have this hat on. I think it's more difficult for them to, I think Richard Lighthouse had talked about the top of your head on, his website and targeted dust that you can read that. I think that's what it blocked, but they have so many other ways. Just like we talked about the smart dust and all that. So they'll figure it out, I'm sure, unfortunately.
Yeah, the smart dust worries me because it is so small. Just one grain.
I believe that I breathed something in. I don't know what it was. And it did make me feel, I felt very altered, okay? Very altered, and my mind, from everything I've read, I know that if you breathe something in, it can go straight to your, it has easier access to your brain. So I'm hoping there wasn't that lacing or whatever in the brain, but just out of my control. So.
Right.
Anyway,
well,
let's
hope it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah. But,
okay, we have to go to commercial again, Kay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening once again from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. We have a guest tonight, a very special guest, Kay from the U.S., and we also have a caller, Samuel from California. Go ahead, Samuel.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, how you doing? We have a guest on here, too, as well, Kay, if you'd like to address her.
I'm addressing both of you and everybody who is in your condition. I think I I just want to pass something on. Have you heard of about a German engineer called Norbert Hauser?
Norbert Posner?
Hauser. H-A-U-S-E-R.
I think I may have skimmed it in my recent research, but it, as far as being very familiar, it is not.
Okay, well, he may be helpful. He is producing products to protect you from phone cell damage. He is saying that instead of macro technology, micro, he's using pico. So instead of being split by a billion times, split by a trillion times.
And that could you spell his name one more time for me?
Norbert Hauser, H A U S E R. He has done a lot of recent broadcasts on alternative media. One that I know is on YouTube is with Caravan to Midnight. Some of our other ones are a little bit more obscure, so I won't mention those. But he is saying that we have to protect ourselves from all this bad money-making technology that doesn't
okay,
harmonize
Sam,
our body.
We actually have to say goodnight, and I'd like to say goodnight to my audience, you, Sam, and Kay. And you
all right.
God bless you all. My name.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.